From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Every time a song is streamed online, think through Pandora or Spotify, somebody is getting royalties. And those royalties are adding up. A recent report from Goldman Sachs says that by 2030, music as an industry will rake in $41 billion per year. More than 80% of that will come through streaming sites. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports on a new company that's capitalizing on this in a novel way.
Every time somebody streams Eminem's Lose Yourself, or it plays in a bar or at a football game, somebody's collecting what are called performance royalties. Eminem makes money for sure, but in the case of Lose Yourself, another production company is also cashing in. That's because it owns the rights to a big chunk of Eminem's song catalog.
There's hundreds of thousands of these rights holders out there that aren't necessarily the artists themselves.
People like managers or producers, says Jeff Schneider. He's president of Royalty Exchange. That's a marketplace where rights holders and investors can buy and sell royalties. For instance, royalties from this Etta James single recently sold for almost $150,000.
We've done about 200 auctions of rights holders' assets.
But Schneider isn't content just being a matchmaker, so he started buying rights to certain royalties generated from things like Eminem's catalog, and selling shares in those royalties to investors through a new public company called Royalty Flow. It's starting out by paying nearly $19 million for royalties from 14 years of Eminem's recordings, including The Eminem Show.
There's lots of really interesting assets out there that, you know, I think we can participate in.
A lot of musicians sell off some of their rights early in their careers when they need money and can't get a bank loan, says Peter Thal, a music attorney.
Songs are intangible. You can't touch them. Intellectual property, copyrights, these things are hard for lenders to understand.
And what about investors? Thal says the boom in streaming is making the rights to performance royalties more valuable than ever.
There is every reason to believe that performing rights is going to increase many-fold over the next 20, 30, 40 years.
But you still got to bet on the right artist. Jeff Schneider's new company, Royalty Flow, just opened up its shares to investors. For Schneider's multi-million-dollar Eminem investment to pay off, Eminem is going to have to stay popular for a long time. But Schneider's optimistic.
Somebody was questioning millennials about kind of what the Stairway to Heaven of their time, the equivalent song, and what was returned was Lose Yourself, you know, by Eminem.
On par with Stairway to Heaven. Consider that, baby boomers. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.